On July 22nd, Lewis and Clark Law School will welcome legal experts from across the United States, United Kingdom, and Singapore for a conference on applied legal storytelling. We've joined law professor and conference organizer Steve Johansson to talk about the science behind storytelling and why it's critical to the legal profession.
So I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the focus on storytelling in the legal profession. Is this a new concept?
The idea is that lawyers have always told stories to juries, and you know, when you're trained as a lawyer, it's, you know, tell your client's story. But we're trying to go a little bit beyond that and look into more sophisticated ideas about stories, how they work, what stories are. The work I'm doing is with neuroscience and cognitive science of how the brain receives information, and we think in stories. And so what that means for lawyers and how to persuade not just juries but other lawyers, judges, and so forth.
Hmm. I saw that one of the sessions that you're co-presenting on is on the science of storytelling. Mm-hmm. And so is that's, I assume, what you're
right.
talking about?
Right. What your brain is like on story. Hmm. Which is, according to the research, people have used stories before they had language. Like, it's 100,000 years old. I don't know how they know that. But the brain is really hardwired. When we receive information, the brain converts it into story. And so our idea is that that makes sense, and so we should be understanding that a little better and how what that means for lawyers who are trying to explain difficult concepts.
Hmm. I think most people, when they think of storytelling, conjure up fiction writing and mm-hmm. concepts of plot and character development. Do you think some of those same elements carry over into a legal context, or is it something different?
Well, that's what makes people nervous. Because people think of stories, they think of fiction. Our theory is story is really all about structure. It's how you structure information. And it's character-based. And in its simplest form, it's about character with a goal and overcoming challenges, conflict. And if you present information with that structure, people will remember it better, and they will fit it into their own existing schemas, and they'll be more likely to be persuaded by it. The idea of applied storytelling is to make it much more practical, how lawyers actually use it. So it should appeal to lawyers, judges, students who want to be lawyers. I teach legal analysis and writing. I also teach legal ethics. And I've done some writing on the ethics of storytelling. Because that's something that really a lot of people in law, I think, get nervous. Because it's a story, they think fiction. They think, you know, lawyers have a reputation of, you know, telling tales, of making stuff up, lying. And my point is that, you know, there are limits to using stories to persuade, but they have to be truthful. Obviously, you can't lie.
I think there's something really appealing about the idea of kind of setting the stage for, you know, for jurors, for example, by telling good stories.
Right. And that's it, is that we're looking at stories as a way to inform and persuade people. And it's not as dramatic as, you know, the TV shows. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the lawyers on TV should be disbarred. but they do know how to tell a story. And, you know, and they make the legal issues really interesting. And lawyers should be able to do that as well, you know, within ethical limits.